Hello, I'm Charles Covess, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Covess Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms. I had lunch with a group of successful investors this week. One of them asked for my views on the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, in the context of the Ukrainian-Russian war that is now entering its third year. My friend knew of my Hungarian background and my work as president in Melbourne of the Australia-Hungary Chamber of Commerce. He was very certain that what Russia was doing in attacking Ukraine was wrong and that what Ukraine was doing was right. He was upset that Prime Minister Orban had been blocking EU funding of Ukraine. How certain are you about such matters, and are you able to thrive even in the midst of uncertainty and when you are uncertain about such matters? Let me give you some examples. Are you certain that doctors always act in your best interests when they are considering your health? Are you certain that Russia and China are evil and that the United Kingdom and the USA are good? Are you certain that the science on anything is settled? Are you certain that the experts are right that the planet has a climate emergency? Are you certain that increasing the CO2 level in the atmosphere from its current 0.04% to 0.08%, a doubling, will have catastrophic impacts on our planet? Are you certain that pharmaceutical companies are honest in their research? And so on. You get the picture. I'm not certain about any of those matters that I raise. I am able to thrive in the uncertainty of not taking a certain black and white position. And I urge you to be able to live in this uncertain space. For many years in my seminars, I've quoted an old Chinese quote that I picked up somewhere, but I love this quote. It says, to be uncertain can be uncomfortable. To be certain is ridiculous. I say to you, being certain about what's going on in the Russia-Ukraine war is ridiculous. And in all of the other circumstances that I mention, I'm able to thrive. I urge you to be able to thrive and to be open to possibility. And therefore, to always be questioning, to always be listening to other points of view. This willingness to live in the uncertainty makes you flexible. It enables you to go with the flow. And being in flow is a wonderful way to live. I've talked about the book Flow by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. Being in the flow reduces your stress. Being rigid increases your stress. So, some resources to help you think about this issue of uncertainty, of confusion, of not being sure about what's going on. Although I have to tell you, one thing I am certain about is that coffee does me good. Aha. My song by Electric Light Orchestra produced some wonderful sounds in the late 70s, early 80s. And the song is Confusion. And I include that as a song, not so much for its lyrics, it's about lost love, but there are many songs about confusion and uncertainty. And an artist really beautifully articulate many of these challenges in our relationships, in our work, in our career choices. My book this week is to remind you of a biography that you have read, and to that appeals to you. So think back to the biographies you've read and go, which of the at biographies of people you admire, have you found where the person is absolutely certain about the direction of their life, of the decisions that they're making? I don't know any. Every biography I read, the most interesting people are those who don't know where they're going. They go one way, they go another, and their lives end up as extraordinary testaments to their willingness to just keep going, which is what I urge for you. My health tip is really based on a story of, I'm sure you've heard it, or similar stories where people go to a doctor and say, I don't feel right. And the doctor says, there's nothing wrong with you. Then they go to the next doctor. They say, there's nothing wrong. And I'm thinking in particular of a woman who went to her fifth doctor, who finally checked her out properly and found a tumour inside, an enormous tumour inside her. It's extraordinary. The first four doctors all said, you're dreaming. So my health tip is to live with the uncertainty that goes, I wonder if what I've been told by the experts who spoke to me, whether they were actually speaking the truth about my unique body. So be in that uncertain space in your health and always be open to the new possibility rather than saying, I know what's right for my health, that's it. At a spiritual level, how certain are you about the spiritual war that's going on the planet? Do you think there's a spiritual war going on? Do you think there's a war going on between good and evil? I certainly do. So the question that I pose to you, or the tool that I pose to you, is to think about, in the context of big geopolitical issues, what are the spiritual elements at play? Or are you just looking at the physical manifestation of the Russia-Ukraine issue, of the climate emergency, the globalist agenda, the World Economic Forum's activities? What are the spiritual elements behind what we're seeing? My quote is, I'll repeat that quote, ancient, old Chinese quote, to be uncertain can be uncomfortable. However, to be certain is ridiculous. That's the space I hold. I am very rarely certain about things. And a spot of humour. An Englishman was visiting France and had a wonderful afternoon walking through the countryside. And he was approaching a village when he saw a milkmaid busy at her trade. Would you happen to know what time it is? He asked in perfect French. The milkmaid put her palm under the cow's udder and gently eased it up and down. It's 23 minutes past 4 o'clock. He looked at her in astonishment. Do you mean to tell me you can tell the time accurately by weighing this cow's udder? Oh, no, sir, she said. But if I lift the udder a little bit, I can see the clock tower in the church. I love it. Innovation, hey? So think about today's big idea and the resources I've shared with you to help you clarify your position on uncertainty. Living in uncertainty in these challenging times is, I think, a useful choice to make. And this program is helping you make good choices. If you enjoy this show, please share it amongst your family, friends, and work colleagues. Subscribe either on YouTube or Rumble or on the podcast. Please visit our websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. And at charlescovest.com, there are details of the self-awareness and passion quest, where you can make a booking to have a conversation with me about whether the quest is good for you. My first two books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, are also available at those two websites. Now, let's review a couple of key happenings during the week. My TNT radio guest this week is Lynn McLean, the founder and CEO of EMR Australia. We're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation, a very crucial topic in terms of health and mental health. TNT Radio this week was in London, at present at the Julian Assange appeal, and TNT Radio is fighting for Julian Assange's freedom. TNT Radio is a wonderful resource of uncensored news. It's both radio and video. If you haven't visited, please check it out. In the global meetings that I moderate twice a week, Medical Doctors for COVID Ethics, there's always wonderful information shared, and one of them this week was the successes in the courts in America, thousands of successful cases where people have been discriminated against on medical grounds, where people have lost their jobs unfairly, where people have lost their freedoms and their inalienable rights have been attacked. And the good news is that these cases show that all is not lost, that fighting for your freedom is well worth doing. And lastly, the information coming out is that the take-up of electric vehicles is certainly stalling. I'm opposed to this nonsense that we need to get to net zero, and these electric vehicles and the fraud that's being perpetrated on us, if everybody was in electric vehicles, the electrical grids would not cope. And what that would mean is only certain types of people would be able to have motor cars. That's what the game plan is. Please don't be deluded by what the mainstream media says about climate emergency. It's a hoax. All right. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I hope this show is of value to you. If it is, again, please share it. I love doing these shows. I love provoking your thinking to raise your own self-awareness. Have a great week. Embrace the challenges. Embrace the uncertainty. Enjoy the journey. Choose to be happy. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye for now. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show. Here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number five, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea because there's a chance you will remember it. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covess.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.